Welcome to Alphabet Flight, an encyclopedic Marvel journey where we go through the official handbook of the Marvel Universe and talk about the characters we know and love and have forgotten as well. My name's Perry, and with me this week is a portent of doom surrounded by what can only be described as a cloud of bloody mist. It's Art.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm not a dude, even though I have a beard.
I'm not a crook.
It's real scary to certain people for some reason.
I didn't say dude. I didn't.
Oh, no. You said a portent of doom.
Yeah.
And that the idea of someone being non-binary is a portent of doom to a lot of conservatives.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I thought that you were implying was gendered in some capacity, to which that had been the case, I would have felt real bad.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, I'm just, yeah. Like, you'd be like, hey, how you doing, man? She's like, I'm not a man. And they're just like, what?
Huh? What are you talking about? That's crazy. How do you operate in such a binary society? Well, it's really easy. Just do whatever you want to.
Actually, you know what? It's real easy. I just pretend gender doesn't exist until someone forces it upon me. It's real great.
There you go. There you go. And then, who cares? Who cares? Yep. And and here's the thing, support your non-binary friends because they deserve as much love as your binary friends and should be celebrated as well.
Yeah, you know, on off no, I'm a spectrum.
Yeah, exactly. All right. You got me there.
Okay,
you got
sorry.
Me there.
I'm done with the joke. The non-binary people can't use digital stuff is like a joke that I really like.
I didn't even realize it was a full joke, and here we are.
Yeah.
I just happened to play into that. That's wow. Hey, but it's straight guys win again, I guess.
Yeah. Now, that being said, we are talking about someone who is aggressively straight. There's no way that this guy is not straight.
I never thought I'd be, I had the defined role of straight man of the podcast, but that's literally me. Oh, fantastic. Well, this episode, we are going to be talking about Bloodwraith. Art, what do you know and or think about the character of Bloodwraith?
I only know this because I've read through up until like, I think the fifth volume of the handbook. The only real thing I remember is that I think he stole the Ebony Blade from Black Knight, and that he seems like a 90s edgelord character.
He does have edgelord vibes about him. I think it's mostly the haircut, but we'll get there in due time. So, Bloodwraith, real name is Sean Dolan, alias is Black Wraith. No known identities to authorities, and his occupation is Insane Menace. And just, boy, wouldn't you love to have that on your business card? Hello, my name's Sean Dolan. I am an insane menace.
Oh, that would be a really good. I would just like to have menace on there, honestly. Insane menace might, like, scare some people away, but just menace would be like, oh, look, that's camp. Oh, that being said, we did forget up front to say that we are playing.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Bugle, or it's just the entry. Bingo.
Yes.
Which there is a link in the description. We are marking off stuff as they pop up. I think there's 189 things, and we're thinking about for this week just doing it for all three. We'll see how it goes after the first one.
Now, that being said, it seems like Bloodwraith might be a pretty comprehensive character. So there's already I'm looking no known family. You know, I've got that. Knows magic, definitely. there's a lot of things that we may wind up getting here with Bloodwraith. But yes, I apologize. That link is in the description. Play along at home. And we are doing that as well, just to...
Yeah, all of these are randomized. Have some fun. As well.
Yeah. And you just to, you know, little side note for anybody who's curious, you can't refresh the page of the bingo card, the bugle card. You do have to go down to the hamburger menu, click it, and then hit new, and then you will have a new one pop up. Something I learned myself. So just wanted to pass on that information to others. Anyway, yes. Occupation. Insane menace. Former aid worker or squire. Citizenship.
Actually, wait. Sorry. No. Okay. Whoa. Insane menace. I am now thinking about it. How do you make money? Never mind. You can't make money being an insane menace.
I think you, yeah, of course you can. I mean, it, but it's not like, it's more of a character trait as opposed to an occupation.
No, but like, okay. Well, that's the thing though. Like, you know, having your occupation, like, you know, it sounds like, you know, it's your job. That's what it means. Occupation. It's, you know,
right. Job. Right.
So yeah. Like, do you have to train to be an insane menace? Is there like levels to it?
Ooh.
Like, do you start like entry level, like just like a scamp, and then you have to, like, you know, then
it's
go
like the
up
people on the internet who start with a penny and they trade their way up to a Tesla. Like, you start with a little bit of angst towards your parents, and then you work your way up to just being an insane menace to society.
Is, like, menace, like, to me anyway, has a little bit of still has a little whimsy to it. Like, you don't call it, like, you don't, like, Dennis the Menace exactly is just a kid that causes trouble, but, like, you know, he's not out there to kill people.
Right.
Or anything. Like, Menace is just, like, that I feel it's just an upgraded level of, like, a scamp or a ragamuffin or something like that. I, like,
all good points.
Do you start off as just a sane menace, or do you, like, how do you, because I like to think it starts off as scamp. Like,
yeah, it's a ticking time bomb.
You know, like, maybe like, you know, you ate some chocolate chip cookies and you have some, you know, chocolate on your face, and somebody's like, did you eat the last cookie? And you said no, you know, like stuff like that, you know. But like, and then you just, you know, you slowly build up to the point where, like, you're doing minor acts of terrorism, and then people
but
are.
But then we also,
like,
have to discuss, like, the meaning of the word insanity, or at least, like, the colloquial understanding of it, that an insane person is somebody who tries the same thing over and over again, reaching the same conclusion of, you know, lacking success. So I don't know. What's there? Is there something there?
I mean, I just, you know, honestly, that might be one of my favorite
occupations
I've seen on here.
Yeah. I think it's just great. And it almost reads like the editors didn't know what to put as the occupation. Like, it could have been an assassin or a murderer, or, you know, like something like that. Insane menace is like, they had to pull out the thesaurus for that one, I think. Good stuff. So citizenship, Ireland, international criminal record, place of birth, unrevealed, known relatives, unidentified parents, and also deceased. Group affiliation, formerly Squire to Black Knight, education unrevealed. First appearance as Dolan, Black Knight number 2 in 1990, and as Blood Wraith in Avengers Annual number 22 in 1993. So, you have these issues, right?
Yeah, I have it.
Could
well,
I also
have the, yeah, I have the first one, the one where he was Dolan, the duck that says stuff in a slightly weird way on the internet.
Could I also have that issue?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
I figured you said you had them because you were making it easier on us.
No, all I was right. Making it easier
on your
me.
I heard your aggressive mouse click there.
I thought I was the one hosting, so I did extra work.
But you already had it.
Yeah, I sent it to you.
You already had it.
I sent it to you. You're good.
Just was. Okay, so first issue. That Dolan appeared in Black Knight number 2, as we said, from 1990. A little bit of cover copy. That's how it said, cover copy. In the Dread of Night, guest starring Captain Britain. There's a real Thor, not Thor, there's a real Odin as a skeleton looking character in the background of this cover.
It's not Odin.
Black Knight. I know it's not, but I'm just saying. Like,
I don't
he's
know.
Got
I just
a,
wanted to,
you know,
like, you know, that was supposed to be in parentheses, you know. Next what you're saying.
Yeah. Odin looking character saying, who is not Odin. Yeah. Man, there's a lot of characters that are in this issue. Just looking on Comic Vine. Black Knight, Captain Britain, Merlin, Morgan Le Fay, She-Hulk, Star Fox. Iron Man, Scarlet Witch, holy moly, Spider-Woman, Vision. Golly, man. I guess the Avengers showed up, so that makes sense.
Yeah, this is the 90s Avengers, too.
So. Yeah. This was written by Roy Thomas, penciled by Rich Buckler, inked by Tony DeZuniga? Sure. Colored by Alfred Ramirez and edited by Mark Grunwald, and also lettered by Bill Oakley. Thoughts on this cover?
It's a pretty good cover for the most part. It actually almost feels like a throwback cover, like a 70s horror cover. Which who does? I guess it was Rich Buckler, and I guess it was the art team who did it, because I don't see someone different for the cover.
It's
pretty good. You have Dread Knight.
There we go.
Floating in the background, and then is that Dane Whitman?
I think it has to be, right?
It's Dane. Yeah, so you have Dane Whitman, Black Knight, on Hell Horse, flying, and it feels like a throwback cover. Like it even has like, it feels like old-timey title art as well. Like, I'm not sure if that's what but that's what it feels like.
Man, no,
that's not Hell Horse. It's Valinor. Sorry.
Is Valinor?
The horse is Valinor. There's two winged black horses.
Gotcha.
One just has normal wings, and the other one has bad wings.
So is Hell Horse... Hell Horse is who Dread Knight rode.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know anything about Dread Knight, and... I'm getting sidetracked and reading a little bit about this character, but they were in the Ultimate Universe. I didn't even realize that.
I have an action figure of Dread Knight for some reason.
Do you
really? Even like him that much. I just saw him randomly at like a store. sadly, a comic book shop was closing down and they're selling a bunch of figures.
Oh, man.
And they just had a Dread Knight figure. Just like, I know that character. I'm just going to buy it because I think that'd be funny to have.
Mm-hmm.
I also got a Doctor Doom. Thing as well from
Dread Knight was featured in Hasbro's Superhero Squad line as part of a four pack with Iron Man, the Mandarin, and Stealth Armor Iron Man. Interesting.
Yeah, mine has a lance that you can shoot the end off of.
That's cool.
It's not a Hasbro Legends Legends thing. It's like I think it was like a toy from like the 90s.
Gotcha. All right. So Sean Dolan. Was an Irish orphan youth who was befriended by Dane Whitman, the modern-day Black Knight. And he helped Whitman, Victoria Bentley, and others oppose the forces of evil sorceress Morgan Le Fay. Dolan assisted the Black Knight as his squire thereafter, and when killers seeking Whitman's mystical ebony blade menaced Victoria, Dolan drew the blade in her defense, and its curse transformed Dolan into the demonic, murderous Bloodwraith. After slaying Bentley's attackers, battling the Avengers and besting the Black Knight in a duel, Bloodwraith stole Whitman's winged steed, Valinor, and fled. Later, Bloodwraith killed criminal duo Flame and Foam and fought Whitman and the mercenary Deadpool, accidentally impaling Victoria Bentley and trapping her soul in the blade. The blade's bloodlust diminished somewhat as a result, and Dolan went into seclusion. And when a reincarnated Morgan Le Fay sought to raise Atlantis, Bloodwraith battled Morgan and aquatic heroes Triton, Namor, and Andromeda, temporarily falling under Morgan's influence himself. The Blade claimed the souls of Namor and Andromeda during these battles, though Namor was soon resurrected, freeing the soul of his long-lost wife, Marina, from the Blade in the process. Losing the Blade, it's a good thing we had a lot up top, because this is a very short entry in the encyclopedia.
It's short, and I'm losing interest very quickly.
Probably for the best. Probably for the best. Losing the blade during the Atlantean chaos, Dolan stole an alternate ebony blade, formerly wielded by Whitman's mad alternate reality counterpart, Proctor, and was transformed into the rampaging Black Wraith. Aided by Valinor, the Avengers retrieved Dolan's original ebony blade, restoring Dolan to a more human state. Later, while Dolan was doing voluntary humanitarian work in the destroyed country Slorenia... I just don't care about this. The blade somehow drew power from the souls of the recently slaughtered Slorenian populace and transformed Dolan into a savage, unstoppable giant. The Avengers were unable to defeat him, and their Scarlet Witch, Interesting. Could not sever Dolan's link to the Slurinian souls. So instead, she strengthened that bond, making it impossible for Bloodwraith to leave Slurinian territory. The Mad Giant has been trapped in the deserted country ever since, monitored by S.H.I.E.L.D. and the Avengers. The Black Knight and the Black Panther have both wielded versions of the Ebony Blade recently. It is not clear whether either blade was somehow taken from Bloodwraith or if he still retains his sword. What a nothing entry into the encyclopedia.
Yeah, I'm going to see. I'm going to see how many issues he's been in. Let's see. Okay.
Atlantis.
Mostly in reprints. I'm only doing that to see if I could do only showed up in a few issues, and I feel justified in choosing that.
Height 5'11 as a giant, approximately 100 feet. Weight as Dolan, 160 pounds as a giant, unrevealed. You couldn't have done the math there. Come on. Come on, Marvel. Come on. Eyes blue as Dolan, as Bloodwraith, red and later white. Hair as Dolan, reddish blonde, and as Bloodwraith, none. Abilities and accessories. Bloodwraith's indestructible, enchanted ebony blade can cut through anything and disrupt most energy. The blade craves blood and compels its wielder to kill. Dolan can sometimes teleport to the blade's location when separated from it and can manipulate the blade without touching it if need be. The spirits of people slain by the blade are often trapped within an astral realm linked to the sword. Most of these spirits are corrupted into a demonic state, but certain particularly strong or noble spirits oppose the forces of darkness within the blade, trying to influence the sword and its wielder for good. As Bloodwraith, Dolan's physical abilities and fighting skills are augmented by the blade. And as the skeletal Black Wraith, Dolan was more powerful and could fire energy blasts from his sword. As a giant, Dolan is immeasurably strong and virtually immune to conventional injury. Dolan was trained in swordsmanship by Dane Whitman. I don't even think that there's really much, much trivia to do on this one. Like, unless you, I mean, like, you and I both lost interest about halfway through that.
Because I don't know how to put my finger on it, but why do we find characters like this boring? But like, what's an example of a character I don't find boring? That's smaller. Why do I find a character like Bloodwraith like uninteresting, but like a character like Blizzard really interesting?
You know what I think it is that Bloodwraith just is basically a copy and paste of the Black Knight. You know, like they're not so dissimilar that you feel like you're being given any new information. You know what I mean?
Well, the thing is, I don't feel like that's necessarily why I don't like the character, though. Like, I don't know why, like the, okay, so for example, like what you said, when the killer seeking Whitman's magical ebony blade menaced Victoria, Dolan drew the blade in her defense and transformed into a demonic murderous blood wraith. That's when I got bored. Why? Is it because it feels like a character with little substance? Or
I think so. I think that's part of it. It's just a really poor copy. And here's the thing: if they were ever to do a Black Knight MCU film, Bloodwraith would 100% be the villain. But I'm thinking like they're similar enough that, you know, they could do the old MCU formula of kind of the same character is the villain.
Yeah, it's just, is it just because like I am a, you know, I've been reading comics enough to know that, you know, certain characters aren't going to have a draw, like, you know, with certain descriptions of them or something?
Yeah, I think there are a lot of different things that go into it, but yeah, I genuinely just don't care much about this character.
I just want to put my finger on it, though, because like there's some things that like will be described that sounds like epic in the way that it was, that it originally meant, not like the, you know, cringe millennial way, you know. And I'm saying that I'm a millennial.
You're saying that as a cringe millennial? Yeah.
I'm not a cringe millennial. Whatever.
Terrific.
But like, you know, like it feels like epic in nature and stuff, like, you know, something out of Beowulf or, you know, like the, you know, like a saga. Viking saga. But then like, I'm just like, okay. So like you're one of those, I guess.
I see what's going on.
Why do I definitely want to read the Shocker entry more than him? Like, there's so many smaller characters that are like really fun.
I think that's the thing, is that this is a character that has inherently no backstory and isn't even made to be like a fun villain. I think that's it. I think it's just there's not much fun about them. Shocker is just kind of a goofball, you know,
that incredibly depressed goofball who loses faith in himself every other day.
But that's still compelling character development.
Compelling. Yeah.
And I think that's it. I think that's all that it is. You have a two-dimensional character versus a slightly more three-dimensional character.
Yeah.
Bada bing, bada boom. There we go.
I only got two spaces, though. I got a bad card, so.
Well, I had four on top of the free space, so you can continue with this one. I'm going to go ahead and give myself a new card for the next episode.
I'm
going to
give myself a new one. This one seems bad.
But I
know what the next character is, so I'm going to cheat and just do a new one.
Anyway. All right. Well, that does it for this episode of Alphabet Flight. Follow the show on social media at Alphabet Flight if you want to check out all the characters that we have been talking about, see images of them, and hear a little snippet as well to remind you of maybe the funniest bit from this episode, because Jordan does a good job of editing that. Thank you, Jordan, for taking care of the social media side of things. You can also find us on alphabetflight.tumblr.com. You can support the show on patreon.com/alphabetflight. What else? I'm at PRaider1792 or at my Bourbon Pod if you want to check out my other show. And I think that does it for this episode, right? Did I forget anything?
I mean, we could do trivia, the show, but like, I don't care.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot about trivia that we could do here.
Yeah. Maybe the next one.
Yeah, next time. We'll see. Rate and review the show on your podcast app of choice. It helps us go up in the charts as well. And that does it. We'll see y'all next time. But until then, may Khonshu guide and protect you through all your nightly travels.
Good night.
Good night.